All right, Mike. Third place run tonight. Carl was pretty squirrely, especially in the heat.
Yeah, the heat race we were off just a little bit. We drove in hard there on the start with Greg, and him and I were joking. He drove in hard to get me, and I thought I could drive in a little bit further, and we got on the brakes a little bit and came together. And after that, we bent up a lot of stuff and came in, and me, Chief Robbo, and my dad, and Tim, we all started thrashing on the car and tried getting it back together for the feature. We didn't have much time. They were rushing the show after that little bit of rain we had, and we threw it together best we could and went out and was able to salvage up a third-place finish. So,
when you knew Ulsterda was there, did you know you didn't have much for him?
Yeah, we missed the setup a little bit for the feature, but I don't think there's a single car in this entire pits that has anything for the Cerdo. It's ironic, everybody here is talking the same thing, and everybody knows that we don't have anything for him, and we were supposed to buy all these crate engines because everybody was supposed to make the playing field more even for everybody, and it was supposed to be more financially affordable for everybody to be even race cars, and there's just one car that's standing out that's driving circles around everybody, and you got all these people that say, do your homework. I think it's a crock of shit, but that's just my opinion, you know.
It's only half a season, though. Maybe there is some catching up to do.
Yeah, it's just the last 2 weeks, he's just been driving circles around everybody and walking away like it's nothing. So we held him up for a little while, and as soon as he got underneath me, he pulled about 4 or 5 car lengths, and before we even turned a whole lap. So I don't know what it is we don't have or what it is they're doing that makes their car that much better. But we're going to continue doing our homework, I suppose, and my guys work hard, and I can't take anything away from them on that because they're busting their tails, and they're constantly trying new things, and every day, every week, in the shop, these guys are just in there every single night after work busting their tails. So you know, we'll continue doing what we're doing and see what's going on from there.